理课堂听 class.com。
Test 6.
Text 1.
Number 1. We are proud of you, boys and girls. We are proud of you, boys and girls.
Number 2. I'm sorry I broke your ruler. I'm sorry I broke your ruler.
Number 3.The film is very boring. The film is very boring.
Number 4. Can I take a message for you? Can I take a message for you?
Number 5. What do you think of your school life? What do you think of your school life?Text 2, number 6.
I like vegetables very much. I have them every day.
Sure, eating enough vegetables is good for our health. I like eating vegetables too.
Question, what do they like to eat every day? I like vegetables very much. I have them every day.
Sure, eating enough vegetables is good for our health.I like eating vegetables too.
Question, what do they like to eat every day?
Number 7.
Excuse me, is there a hospital near here?
No, there isn't. The nearest hospital is about 3 kilometers away. You'd better take a bus.
Question, how far is the nearest hospital? Excuse me, is there a hospital near here?
No, there isn't. The nearest hospital is about 3 kilometers away. You'd better take a bus.
Question, how far is the nearest hospital?
Number 8.
Hi, Lucy. I hear you will go to Beijing soon. It's already Monday today. When are you going to leave?
The day after tomorrow.
Question. When is Lucy going to Beijing? Hi, Lucy. I hear you will go to Beijing soon. It's already Monday today. When are you going to leave?
The day after tomorrow.
Question, when is Lucy going to Beijing?
Number 9.
What can I do for you, madam?
Please show me the book on the shelf. Is that a book about computer?
Question.Where are they talking? What can I do for you, madam?
Please show me the book on the shelf. Is that a book about computer?
Question. Where are they talking?
Number 10.
Hello, Alice. Is Bill better now?
Oh, yes, much better. But the doctor says he'll have to stay in bed for another 2 days.
Question. How is Bill now? Hello, Alice. Is Bill better now?
Oh, yes, much better. But the doctor says he'll have to stay in bed for another 2 days.
Question. How is Bill now?
Number 11.
Julia, you say your brother is a singer? How about your sister?
She is a nurse.
Question. What is Julia's sister? Julia, you say your brother is a singer? How about your sister?
She is a nurse.
Question. What is Julia's sister?
Number 12.
We are going to play table tennis this Sunday. Would you like to join us, Mary?
I'd love to, but you see, I have a test next Monday morning. I have to get ready for it.
Question. What will Mary do this Sunday? We are going to play table tennis this Sunday. Would you like to join us, Mary?
I'd love to, but you see, I have a test next Monday morning. I have to get ready for it.
Question. What will Mary do this Sunday?
Number 13.
Katie, I hear you are moving to a new place.
Yes, my house here is too small.
Question. Why is Katie moving? Katie, I hear you are moving to a new place.
Yes, my house here is too small.
Question. Why is Katie moving?
Number 14.
Excuse me, may I come in?
Oh, Jim, come in, please. You are late again. Why?
Because the traffic is too heavy.
Question. Why is Jim late again?
Excuse me, may I come in?
Oh, Jim, come in, please. You are late again. Why?
Because the traffic is too heavy.
Question. Why is Jim late again? Number 15.
Hey, Anna, how do you get to school every day?
I usually ride my bike, but sometimes I take a bus.
Is it far?
Yes, a little.
Question. How does Anna usually go to school? Hey, Anna, how do you get to school every day?
I usually ride my bike, but sometimes I take a bus.
Is it far?
Yes, a little.
Question. How does Anna usually go to school?
Text 3.
Dick is 7 years old. He starts school this year. He studies very hard and likes sports very much. He is polite to others, so his teachers and friends all like him. Last Saturday, Dick and his mother stayed at home. His mother was doing some housework, and Dick was doing his homework. At 10, Dick's father came back from the farm with a basket of apples. He had a look at his son and then went to his room to watch TV. The boy saw the apples and wanted to eat one. His mother gave him some and said, "Go and wash them, please." Dick washed the apples and took the smallest. His mother saw this and asked, "Why don't you take a bigger one, Dick?" Teachers tell us that we should be polite to others and care about the old, our parents and friends. So I take the smallest and leave the big ones for you and Dad, answered the boy. "Good boy. Thank you," said his mother with a smile. Dick is 7 years old. He starts school this year. He studies very hard and likes sports very much. He is polite to others, so his teachers and friends all like him. Last Saturday, Dick and his mother stayed at home. His mother was doing some housework, and Dick was doing his homework. At 10, Dick's father came back from the farm with a basket of apples. He had a look at his son and then went to his room to watch TV. The boy saw the apples and wanted to eat one. His mother gave him some and said, "Go and wash them, please." Dick washed the apples and took the smallest. His mother saw this and asked, "Why don't you take a bigger one, Dick?" Teachers tell us that we should be polite to others and care about the old, our parents and friends. So I take the smallest and leave the big ones for you and Dad, answered the boy. "Good boy. Thank you," said his